Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe use headphones if you're listening at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Kristen.
Yes, Jolenta.
You've officially been a full-time freelancer for 6 months now.
Yes, I have.
Congrats.
Yes. Thank you.
So at this point, would you say you're good at getting things done?
I mean, not to brag or anything, but I did write a book, and I host the show, and I've been a talking head on a bunch of other shows, and I teach classes.
Right, right. You do everything. You're very productive. But are you good at getting those things done? You know, the big things and the small things that you need to do without having anything slip through the cracks, without panicking, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm human, right? Doesn't everybody right. have things fall through the cracks sometimes? Maybe.
Well, what if I told you there is a system that claims to keep you on top of your work so nothing ever falls through the cracks again?
I'd say maybe it's worth trying.
Well, you're about to. And obviously I am too, because I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And this is By the Book.
In each episode of By the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether or not it actually changed our lives.
Today, our book is Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity by David Allen.
David Allen is an author, efficiency consultant, and public speaker. For 30 years, he's been researching the high-performance habits of the highly successful and helping others learn their secrets. He's distilled all he's learned into three best-selling books, the first of which, Getting Things Done, which was published in 2001, was called the defining self-help business book of the decade by Time magazine.
In Getting Things Done, Allen asserts that we can all have more energy, be more relaxed, have more clarity, and get a lot more accomplished with a lot less effort if we just followed his method. Not long after being published, Getting Things Done developed a cult following, eventually spawning an international movement of devoted practitioners of the method. These followers, who work in industries ranging from tech to law enforcement to even religion, don't just follow the GTD method, as they call it. They also create countless blogs, apps, and other productivity tools devoted to spreading the gospel of GTD. And, of course, David Allen also heads up his own hugely popular GTD seminars, executive coaching business, and online classes.
Here's how you do it. Step one, capture. If it's on your mind is not clear, and unclear minds can't get things done. So capture anything you consider unfinished in any way in a trusted system outside your mind. You can use a digital note-taking system, a pad of paper, or another collection system that works for you. Ideally, keep these collection systems to a minimum, as the more you have, the more you can lose track of.
Step two, clarify. Look at each of the items in your collection system and determine what action needs to be done for each one. If an action will take less than 2 minutes, you should do it immediately. If the action will take longer than 2 minutes, you can either delegate it to someone else or defer it until a later time and do it yourself.
Step three, organize. Once you've identified all actions you plan to take, organize the action items by category and importance. Assign due dates and follow-up reminders for longer-term tasks, and delegate anything you need done for you.
Step four, reflect. Priorities change and change often, so take time to reflect on your to-do lists. If you see an action item that's vague, break it down into more specific steps. If you're looking to complete a task, browse your list to find something to get done that matches the amount of time and energy you have that day. And every week, take a step back and review whether your actions are bringing you closer to your goals or if they're just keeping you busy with things that don't really matter at the moment.
Step five, engage. Now it's time to take action. Your system is now set up to make your life easier. You know what your priorities are, you have clear deadlines, and your overwhelming tasks are now broken into easy-to-tackle chunks. So live your life and get things done.
Note, within all of the above steps are dozens more steps and systems, including the four criteria model for choosing actions in the moment,
the threefold method for identifying daily work,
the six-level method for reviewing your work,
the 43-folder tickler file system,
the three tiers of getting things done mastery,
and much more.
But for the sake of our show, we've kept it to the five main steps.
That's what the book says, and so that's what we did for 2 weeks straight. So, Jolenta, tell us about your first week of living by getting things done.
Okay. Let's get this done.
So,
I'm going to try not to harp on this too hard, but even before I got started living by the steps of this book, I found this book to be dry and boring.
Yes.
But once I sifted through my notes on the book, and I'll be honest, many, many blogs on the subject to help me clarify what I was even reading.
Ah, yes.
Something became apparent.
What was that?
The way I use my bullet journal is basically the same as the getting things done system.
I am not surprised by that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know, I use this system for work pretty religiously. You've known me for many years, and I'm not always the most reliable or prompt person, but if I weren't living by this system, imagine how much worse I would be. So bad. I would literally be a blob on a couch that, like, never helped anyone and always disappointed. But, Kristen, but...
What's the big but?
Well, other than my own...
Nice but. Love it. Nice.
I don't use this system for my personal life. You know, like stuff around the house, plans with friends, making time for my hobbies, stuff like that.
Yeah, you use it for meetings, for tapings,
right,
for voiceover sessions.
Exactly.
For those things.
And because normally I'm pretty disorganized in those areas, and this lack of organization often leads to me feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, and being very bad at asking for help with the things that are overwhelming me. And instead of asking for help, I spend most mornings barging in on my sleeping partner, Brad, sort of like this. Brad. Brad. You leave your takeout bags out all the time when you come home late. Will you put them in the bag jar?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Brad.
What?
I love you so much. But if I see another fucking nighttime cereal bowl with milk sitting in the bottom that is crusty and dry because it sat out for 8 fucking hours while we fled, I'm gonna rip all my hair out.
Okay. Just give me a second.
Jolenta, poor Brad.
Oh, poor Brad. He knows what my standards are.
He knows what they are, but...
Usually after the fact and sort of piecemeal.
Yes. So I'm guessing now is the time to get things done.
Yeah.
A new way.
Exactly. And first, I did step one. which is a capture.
Yes.
So I made a Google Doc and listed all of those things that gnaw at me, especially in the morning, and I come to Brad randomly about. I put them all in one place.
Nice.
Instead of just like in Brad's complaint bucket in his head. put them in a Google Doc.
Yes.
And after that, for the next few days, I'll be honest, this took me a while, Kristen. I did steps 2 and 3 sort of combined because, to be honest, it was very hard for me to differentiate between the two while
yes.
making the list. Like, it seems like when you're making the list, you kind of have to do 2 and 3 together.
Yes, and 2 and 3 are clarify and organize.
Right. So after I made the giant list, I go through it and I categorize it by task, and then I broke the tasks down into clearer steps, and I color-coded them all by category and subcategory.
This is insane. Let me see what
okay.
this looks like.
So here, I'm just going to show you my category key. Are you ready?
Oh, it's beautiful. This actually looks like a digital version of your bullet journal.
It does, yeah.
It's
like
pretty.
The text is one color, the highlight's another. So like the text color is the subcategory.
That's purple.
The highlight is the general category of like home life or work life. But then I have a different color for like by the book or
yes.
stand-up comedy.
Then you have
or
green and
cleaning.
Then you have blue. And that's very pretty.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that took days.
But it looks like you had fun with it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's so tedious and fucking boring. Like, at least I'm going to pick good colors. Like, I don't know.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So, back to my list. After I color code and prioritize, I gave due dates to all the things that don't already have them. You know,
mm-hmm.
some things are time specific.
Yes.
And then I started tackling any tasks that would take less than 2 minutes to do, which was actually kind of fun. This is something that's been bugging me forever, and I think I'm just going to deal with it. Our bathroom trash can is stupid.
Why?
Because it doesn't have a lid. You can always see all the trash that's in it. It's too small for our bathroom. And I was thinking, what do you think about this? It's, like, got a lid. It's cute. It'll go with our room. It's $30.
It's
like,
cute.
Can it be okay with that for a trash can?
Super
and then
scared.
We can use the trash can that's currently in the bathroom as our plastic bag recycling from when we take the bags to the drop-off at the store.
So smart.
Right? I got it covered. Instead of being annoyed every once in a while in the bathroom when I see it and then forgetting about it when I leave, I was like, I see a task I can do this second on my phone. Quick, in less than 2 minutes, get it done.
Yes.
And I did it.
And if this is something you're noticing every time you go to the bathroom, like, you don't pee as much as I do, but for me, that would be 20 times a day.
Often. It's
I'd
quite
be quite
often.
Annoyed
it is,
by it.
It is also my home office restroom as well. So, you know.
Yeah. And why,
I see it a lot.
Why be annoyed 20 times a day?
Yeah.
Get
why
it done
not
in
just
2 minutes.
Fix it.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I just also feel like it was a perfect way to end my week one because, you know, in true garbage person fashion, I ordered a garbage can.
Ugh. We're not going down the
I'm
garbage
reclaiming
person.
Reclaiming garbage person. And now I want to hear about your first week of living by getting things done.
So, Jolent, I have to say I was really excited about this book. As we said at the top.
You love boring books. I mean, what?
No, it's as somebody who's still kind of getting my legs with freelancing, mm-hmm. I thought maybe this book would help. But like you, I found it so boring and painful to get through. But of course, I soldiered through.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, after what felt like a million pages of repetitive text, I was ready to start with step one.
And that would be capture.
Yes. And for this step, we're supposed to get everything out of our minds and onto paper or into some other system that captures the task we need to do. And as it so happens, like you, Jolenta, I already have a system for this. As you know, I keep a rolling to-do list in a Google Doc as
True.
Well as a detailed calendar with all my meetings, tapings, and events and so on. And I've had this system for years, for
mm-hmm.
as long as we've known
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, totally. You just sort of keep it going.
Yes, exactly. So, frankly, I didn't even really feel like I needed to do step one.
Right. Because unlike me, you have your entire life in that to-do list. Like, I've seen it. It's everything from, you know, start thinking of pitching this project to, like, get dinner tomorrow.
Yes. Everything is on there. So I felt I had step one already taken care of.
Right.
And that meant I could move on to steps 2 and 3.
clarify, and organize. And so you found those steps sort of come together when you're going through your to-do list too, right?
Yes, same okay. as you. Same Great. As you. And for these steps, I began by looking at all the tasks on my to-do list and determining which ones were two-minute tasks that I could finish on the spot.
Your garbage can tasks, if you will.
And I have to say, it was a real eye-opener. At least a third of the things on my to-do list, my list had about 40 items mm-hmm. on it, fell into the two-minute category.
Oh, wow.
So the question is, why wasn't I doing them?
Because Dean's supposed to.
No, but why? I did talk with Dean about it.
I mean, honestly, I think sometimes I have this mindset around short tasks that if it only takes 2 minutes, I can do it anytime. Like, I can squeeze it into a corner of my day tomorrow, or I can squeeze it into a time of day next week. If it's 2 minutes, I can just throw it into my schedule anytime, so it doesn't feel urgent to me, I guess.
Sure, but do you? Do you ever, like, forget something or miss it or maybe do a task a little too late?
I already know what you're talking about because of how you're looking at me. Mm-hmm. You're talking about my money man.
I am. You've been so anxious about the money guy. In the time we've had this conversation, you could have done it.
I know. It's just quarterly taxes, there's the one part of me that's like, I don't know if it's really urgent, and then I get freaked out about it, and then I'm like, oh, I should reach out to him, and then I go back and forth and vacillate, and I should just reach out to him.
Yeah, do the two-minute task to the top of the list. It's been in the top of the list for days.
I'll do it.
Yeah, so yeah. Jolenta, as you know, now that I am my own business,
mm-hmm.
there's this thing that people who own their own business can do, should do, depending on whose wisdom you're following, have to do.
Right.
Which is the quarterly taxes.
Oh, I just did those.
Oh, yes, you did it. But I was putting them off and putting them off and putting them off. Dean was right. It would only take 2 minutes.
So
I wrote to my tax man and I told him I wasn't totally clear on what to do and if I needed to do more and, you know, and I asked just a bunch of questions and it really did only take 2 minutes. And it's ridiculous that I was putting it off.
Well, did he get back to you? What happened?
Actually, he did not get back to me right away. Mm-hmm.
But that's out of your control. You did your 2 minute part and now you just got to wait.
Exactly. Exactly. And it got the ball rolling so that I could start doing some other 2 minute tasks. So I did tons of them. I sent emails. I filled out forms. I made quick phone calls. And while most of the tasks ended up taking more than 2 minutes, actually, a lot of the 2 minute tasks
sometimes
actually take like
5 or a 20.
Yeah, sometimes. But none of them took like half an hour. None of them took an hour.
Yeah. My longest 2 minute task was like making an invoice and I had to like spend 15 minutes.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I actually felt super accomplished when I saw how much of the things on my list I crossed off. And so after that, I continued with steps 2 and 3 by deciding on what to delegate and what to defer. And initially, I didn't think there was anyone I could reasonably delegate my to-do list items to.
Again, Dean, what do you have a husband for, if not to delegate things? I don't follow. Anyway, keep going.
Well, I mean, when it comes to my work stuff, though, who do I delegate to? I work for myself now. I don't have any direct reports.
You try to delegate to me, but I don't listen well.
But then Nora, our producer,
oh, poor Nora,
reminded me that she's not just around to help make our show, but make everything at Stitcher easier for us. And so I kind of let her do some things that I would normally do for myself. For example, when the new executive producer joined Stitcher, Nora actually set up a meeting for us to meet with her.
I went to that meeting.
Yes, but normally, you know, I would have done that. And when we told her we might want to talk with other podcasters with Facebook communities to help us improve our community.
Oh my gosh, true. She did
that. She arranged meetings for us. And in the past, you know, I would have done that.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah, I totally would have done that. But the book encouraged us to delegate, and so I accepted Nora's help happily. No questions asked, and I even asked her to help with some additional tasks that she didn't offer to do, like reaching out to guests and managing some promotional tasks. And honestly, it felt good.
I'm glad you felt good, and I'm glad Nora's still awesome.
Nora
because she is the best.
She is the best. So we love you, Nora, and that's how I'm going to wrap up my week one.
That's the most beautiful way to end week one. We're going to talk about our second week of living by getting things done. But first, we're going to take a quick break to talk about how much we love Nora. I mean, do other stuff.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, Jolenta, we talked about our first week of living by getting things done. Now let's talk all about week two. How did your week two start off?
Week two was a busy one. My mom was coming at the end of the week, so I had a lot of cleaning to do, Kristen. And making things look extra good was very, very important for me for this visit, because not only is this the first time she's going to be seeing this current apartment I'm living in, mm-hmm. which is my first, like, big girl two-bedroom apartment. But my mom is an interior designer, and I wanted to impress her with my aesthetic choices and my very adult design taste, too. So to make sure I was on track and making everything nice, I decided to do a quick step four.
That would be reflect.
Yes. I was like, wait. My priority this week is to have the house looking super, super fly when my mom comes. So I moved a big long-term project up to being a more immediate priority.
And what was that?
My bathroom sink, Kristen.
What do you mean?
It was installed backwards. It was installed backwards before we got there by a bad contractor.
I've never noticed that.
Well, it's just the body of the sink. Like, the faucet's the right way. It sticks out from the wall. But the way the sink was installed is flipped around. So there's a really big gap between the backsplash and, like, the sink edge.
Oh.
So there's an extra wide space for stuff to drip in between. And then in the front where, like, your torso meets the sink, it's like just a teeny tiny ledge of wood where it should be meeting the backsplash.
Oh, I thought that was a design element.
No, it is literally put in wrong.
Oh, no.
So I have a scrap of, like, old linoleum under that, like, gap that catches all the drips and gets dirty and, like, covered in goo. And I was like, maybe before my mom comes, I need to do a bigger, more permanent fix. And I don't have the money or time to actually put in a new sink. But I got clever. I ordered some waterproof concrete effect contact paper.
Wow.
And I worked some magic. Why don't we just take a listen? All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Close your eyes. Here, mm-hmm. come here. And open them. What do you think?
Good.
Yeah? Like, it looks intentional.
This blends in way better than I thought it would. Like,
right?
like it, this line looks mm-hmm. profesh.
Thank you. I measured and, like, scored it and sliced it properly and everything.
It looks like it was a choice. Like
it doesn't look like a fix, like a shitty fix. It looks like a choice.
Yes.
Good.
Exactly.
You are getting so much done, Jolenta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of those kinds of things that you watch on HGTV, and it takes
yeah.
up a whole episode of a show.
Really,
it just
takes up an afternoon. But I was like, it's time to bump this up. This is no longer a long-term project. It is now an immediate priority. And thank you, Reflection, for helping me fix my sink.
Nice. That is amazing. You're getting so much stuff done.
I was, or at least it sounds like I was. But at the time, I felt like I still had so much left to do. You know, more work than was humanly possible in the few days left I had before my mom got to town. So, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
Well, I got up one morning midweek And I had that familiar urge to wake up Brad and start yelling at him every time I saw something that I remembered we had to do in the house and I needed help with. And I was about to go yell at him, and then I was like, wait, no. I have all of these things written down. I don't need to be mad at them one by one as I encounter them in the morning. And, in fact, let me check my notes to see if something can help me with my anxiety. And I looked through the book and my notes, and I saw the word delegate.
Yes, of course.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Instead of nagging Brad every time I see something I want him to do, I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to sit with my to-do list. I'm going to write out the things I won't be able to get to, and then just text him that list and say, please have this done before you leave for work.
Ooh, fantastic. That is delegating. And
Thank
how did
you.
That go over?
Well, we both got home that evening. His chores were done. And I asked him how he felt about the text.
How did you feel about the text I sent you this morning?
That was helpful.
Yeah, just the list of like, need you to do like this. Like, mom's coming tonight. Take out that trash. Put this away. Help me clean this.
It was so organized. Or it just felt so much better because, like, for lots of reasons. One was I knew what all the things were. Mm-hmm. Like, you laid them out all in one thing. It was not like, here's a thing I don't like that you haven't done. And then, like, 2 minutes later, and another thing. The other thing is like, it's devoid of emotion.
That's true.
There's no tone. There's no tone at all.
It's just like business.
It's just a list of things.
Yeah.
And three, it was like, this is on your own timeline. Like, you need to do all these. Here are the things you need to do, not here's how you need to do them or when you need to do them. It was just like, these are the things. There was a deadline, but it wasn't like, it was just all very straightforward. So, like, thank you.
Nice.
Wow. It sounds like you found a real solution to your morning brain dump every day.
Yeah. I don't know why it took me this long. It sounds like such a simple solution, but apparently I had to read the longest, driest book.
And what did you do after that?
I got to good old step five, engage.
Ah, yes. And how did you engage?
I engaged with my mom, Kristen, because she finally got here. I engaged with her and my life and the tasks that I had planned for us while she was visiting, and it was great. You know, we had a blast. We drank Prosecco. We walked the dog. We engaged in nice meals. And we did what we do best, which is some hardcore chilling. Take a listen to this engagement.
Do you want to leave the house about today anymore?
No.
Me either. You want to, what do you want to do for dinner? Just eat the old pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even feel hungry.
Yeah. Well, let's just chill.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Uh-oh.
Totally up for that.
All right. You gonna watch some tarot readings?
Yeah.
Wow, that was so engaging. It sounds like you were about to fall asleep.
Well, you know what? We were content. We were in the moment. We were enjoying each other's company and engaging in the rest that happens when you achieve all your tasks.
Yeah. So you didn't have to worry anymore about getting other things done.
Right.
You could really just live in the wealth of what you'd created.
In the wealth of watching my mom watch tarot card readings on YouTube on her iPad.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm sure David Allen would be very proud.
Yeah. He'd be like, wow, you got a lot done to just sit and do nothing. And I'll be like, David, that's what's important to me. I'm engaging in things that you would consider laughable, but I would consider full of love. But enough about me and my engagement. How was your week two living by getting things done, Kristen?
All right. Well, I started week two by jumping ahead to step five, engage. And for that, I worked on my tasks that would take longer than 2 minutes and that I wouldn't be delegating. I mean, obviously, I was doing some of these things in week one also, but I really threw my back into things in week two. So first, as part of my promotional efforts for my book.
That book again is So You Want to Start a Podcast? Available for pre-order now on Amazon, Powell's, or wherever you purchase fine, fine books.
I love it when you do that, Jolenta.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Momager to the rescue.
So as part of my promotional efforts for So You Want to Start a Podcast, my PR people at HarperCollins asked me to write a variety of essays that they will then send out to different magazines and newspapers for possible publication. And in 2 days, I churned out 5 feature-length pieces.
Whoa, what is this? Finals in college? Oh, my gosh. I've never seen anyone be that productive unless it was an emergency. That's insane. Can you tell me about any of your essays? What did you write about?
Well, one of the essays, the one that Dean liked the best, mm-hmm. is the one about how years ago I was told by a TV network that I don't have a face for TV, which is hilarious because now that we
now are that like, you're a podcaster,
I get invited onto TV all the time. It's hilarious.
I don't, you guys. This doesn't happen to all podcasters, FYI.
That's one of the pieces I wrote was about how things come full circle.
I love it. It's one of my favorite stories you have, too.
Yes, yes. So that's one of them. But the other ones, hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll all end up in magazines and newspapers so people can read those.
I can't wait to read them published everywhere.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
What did you do after that? Although that would be enough for a week, too, as far as I'm concerned. That is getting all the things done.
Oh, no, no. I did way more. I was on such a productivity roll that I decided to make up a new rule to keep my productivity going.
Uh-oh.
All right. So I just dropped off my tailoring while I was on my way to meet Dean for dinner, and yesterday I dropped off the SodaStream air cartridge for exchange or gas cartridge on my way to meet TJ for coffee, and tomorrow my plan is on the way to the subway to stop by the post office to drop off an item that I need to mail. And this is my add an errand rule, or I don't know what the name is going to be for sure. But right now, it is, if I'm already on my way somewhere that's within 3 blocks of where I can also cross an errand off my list, I will do it. So that is my new errand rule. Yeah.
I'm loving that, and I'm stealing it.
Do it.
All I do is forget to go to the ATM when our office is a block away from my bank. And then I get home and I'll be like, fuck, the bank. I need to do this rule. I need to remind myself right now I need to go to the bank and the pharmacy.
Yes. Yes. Do
and
it.
I'm only 1 block away from both.
Do it. Yeah. If it's 3 blocks or less and you're already on your way
with
there.
That.
Yes. The add an errand rule, or I can probably come up with a better name.
I mean, you're getting so much done. You're just making up rules, Kristen. Who are you? What did you do after that? Make up more rules?
Well, after that, I backtracked to good old step 4.
Reflect.
Yes. And in my opinion, the steps should have actually come last. It doesn't really make sense to me that this is step 4. I feel like it should be step 5.
My mental gymnastics for this is that you have to reflect periodically. So it doesn't matter what number the step is because you have to do it, you know, he says do it weekly or even every few days.
Yeah,
so,
it could be step 1. It could be step 35. It
you
doesn't
never
matter.
Know. You never know with this book.
So for this, I looked at whether my actions were taking me closer to my goals. And one thing at the top of my mind was that my tax man still hadn't returned
my
email from week 1.
I forgot about him.
Yes. So I nudged him one more time about my quarterly taxes.
And may I just point out, so good that Reflect is in there, because if I were you and I weren't living by the book, I would have completely forgotten about it. But step 4 was there to be like, Reflect.
Yes, yes. And then while I sat around and worried about him getting back to me,
yeah.
I got more stuff done.
Oh.
From going through my mail, to writing scripts, to mentoring student journalists, I took meetings, I did stuff, and
amazing.
I got more stuff done.
But
yes.
I don't care. Did you ever hear back from him? No, I do care, but seriously, it's driving me insane.
All right. Well, I'll let my tape answer that question for you.
Honey, guess who called?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, I wish she would call me, but
I heard they were going to make a podcast, and I thought they might call you.
That would be fantastic, but no.
It would be. Michelle, call Kristen.
Yes, please call me. But no, somebody else called me. I was excited to hear back from.
Was it me?
No, in addition to you, after days and days and days of waiting, my money guy called back.
Oh, awesome.
In response to that email
I sent last week. What did he say?
He said not to worry about it.
Thank goodness.
He said that my emails, which sounded borderline frantic, he said, it sounds like you were very tense about things. I'm sorry it took me a few days to get back to you, but I'm on top of everything. You've been giving me all the right information. Everything's going to be fine. And in the future, just reach out to me sooner if you're worried about things.
Aha! How interesting.
Yes.
But so maybe next time, don't put off that 2-minute task.
Yes, but all's well that ends well, right?
We're learning things together on by the book. Don't put off 2-minute tasks because your tax man could have alleviated your anxiety way sooner.
Yeah.
You like my song?
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really, really beautiful.
I just wrote it just now. I also love that you're tax man. I like how we're also just calling him tax man.
Or money man. I call him both things.
Money man, tax man. I like how he's like, hey, like, you can also, like, you can do this sooner. Even he was like, you didn't need to put this off. Like, it's so good. It's so good.
I got it under control, but if you're worried, you don't have to write me 10 days before the due date of taxes.
Like, you can inquire at any moment. Yes. And it's like, in fact, inquiring about this had been on your to-do list for far longer than, you know, few days before.
Yeah, roughly 7 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm glad you got that thing done.
Me too.
And it seems like that is an amazing way to end your second week living by getting things done.
Well, is it amazing enough for me to give a good verdict?
We will find out after this break.
But first, a reminder, we love hearing from you. Have you lived by getting things done? How do you get things done? Do you make up your own rules like I do? Share your story at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com or call us
at 302-49-BOOKS. Which is simply just 302-492-6657.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Okay, Jolenta, it's time to get down to business. Did getting things done actually work? Would we recommend it?
Here's what. This is hands down the worst book we've read for Bible. Hands down. Worst book I may have ever encountered in my life. And that's including, like, dated sexist textbooks. I'm exaggerating, obviously.
Not really.
The worst book I've encountered in my life. But it was a very painful read. I have read many a self-help book at this point. It was dry. I hated it. I had to read many articles and interviews and blog posts to actually sift through the information in a more streamlined, clear way.
Yes, essentially you were reading books and charts to interpret the book that we were already reading.
And considering how long this book is compared to so many that we read.
Hundreds and hundreds of pages.
It's just absurd that in all of that length, I couldn't get the information I actually needed all the way.
Yes.
But that aside, the system works for me. It already works for me when I've implemented my version of it, which is startlingly similar, which I'm sure is just because someone who did bullet journaling, like whether or not they know it, based it on getting things done. So it works for me. And the book helped me see how I can treat my home life and my social life and, you know, the sort of day-to-day chores that I get overwhelmed and distracted by, how I can sort of treat them with as much weight as I treat my work.
Yes, and that's something he mentions in the book, that his method can be used for anything from how you raise your children to how you actually do your freelance work to your volunteer work.
Right, like I'm organizing my voiceover freelance work, but also like Frank's vet appointments and like when I want to make time to practice piano now, like all sort of in the same mindset as opposed to being like personal life is less worth paying attention to than work life. And, you know, I'm fighting less with Brad in the morning now because I text him a fucking list and it has changed my life.
Oh, wow.
It's simple, but it was just that little sort of shift and push has really helped my day-to-day life. I'll be honest. I normally wake up every morning and then get frustrated at Brad. Now I get a little frustrated, take a breath, and just, like, text him his shit and then get on with my day. It changed my morning routine.
Wow.
I have to admit it. Even though the book sucked, changed my life. Recommend it.
Wow. Wow. Incredible.
Now let's hear why I'm wrong. What's your verdict, Kristen?
First, I'm going to start with the good.
Which means we'll end with the bad.
I definitely got some value out of this book. And the main thing was the beauty of tackling those two-minute tasks in the moment. Putting things off that only take 2 minutes was a bad habit. Mm-hmm. And I really did feel better when I tackled those tasks immediately. And of course, it's always good to know that it's possible to delegate, which I hadn't really thought was possible since becoming a freelancer.
Right.
But totally possible.
If I'm going to be blunt, I think you didn't think it was possible before that either. I've watched you work for a long time. And also until recently, you haven't been in places where you were supported enough to delegate.
Oh, I would just work and work.
Like,
and work
I think
and
you
work work.
Thought it wasn't an option. And then it sort of became like a point of pride almost.
I work and work
yeah.
and I work.
Yeah. And she'll work forever. But you can have help at work.
Yes, absolutely. So the book was great for both of those things, the 2 minute tasks, the delegating. But that being said, mm-hmm. reading this book was torture. As you said, Jolenta, it's
fully
repetitive. It's filled with corporate speak. It explains the same 5 steps in about 50 different ways. And within all the steps are those dozens of other steps, including the 4 criteria model for choosing actions
right.
in the moment and the 3-fold method for identifying daily work and yada, yada,
if
yada.
If I see another flowchart, my eyes will bleed.
And you know what? I told Dean that I was going to give the book a ho-hum verdict because of all this, but then he had this to say.
What I found the most useful was that online there's a couple of really smart designers who built like screen desktop background pictures of the whole sort of getting things done method, like just like 3 bullet points and a little graphic of getting to, you know, all the stuff out of your head and into your system and whatnot. And some of them are absolutely beautiful. And I just set my background on my computer to that to remind me of some of the steps. And then I followed most of them. And I got much better at what I did.
And so that's my verdict. Don't buy the book. Get a screensaver.
Wait, now I'm Google imaging getting things done desktop background. Oh,
yes.
Wow. There's like a nice, cool grayscale one.
Yes. Don't read the book. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
This chart that you just found right there. Those are
Nora's on it.
Yes. There are so many screensavers and wallpapers. Don't read this book.
Oh my gosh, wait, I need one of these.
Yes, yes. And Jolenta, you had spent the last 2 weeks Googling nonstop to try and interpret the book. And you and I wrote back and forth repeatedly and were at certain points totally confused and in disagreement about the steps.
During this recording alone, we had to stop everything when we realized we were not on the same page on a few of the things we needed to be on, because the book can be read so many different ways because it reiterates itself so many times.
In so many different ways.
There's no surprise we got mixed messages.
Yes. So that's my verdict. Get a screensaver with the getting things done tips.
That will change your life enough, I'm sure.
That's enough.
Truly. I just needed someone to shake me and say, organize your rest of your life the way you do the stuff that already works.
Yeah. You don't need to read the book. Get the screensaver.
You can read it if you want. I do still recommend it.
I don't.
The end.
And that's it for this episode of Buy the Book. Huge thanks, as always, to our fabulous production team at Stitcher. Nora Ritchie, thank you for always letting me delegate to you. And, of course, Casey Holford. Thanks also to Nate Wida, who composed our theme song, and to the Rizzos, who perform it.
Please stay in touch. Let us know if you've read Getting Things Done, how you interpreted it, how you delegate, what makes you want to fight with your partner in the morning. You know, send us all your stories, your questions, your suggestions for future books to live by. You can email us at kristenandjolenta@email.com, and you can tweet at us at JolentaG, at Kristen Meinzer, or at By the Boat Pod. We even take DMs on Instagram. Again, our Instagram handle is also at By the Book Pod.
And of course, you can always call us. We love hearing your beautiful voices. You can call us at 302-49-BOOKS. That's 302-49-BOOKS. 402-492-6657. Also, please rate and review us in Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. It helps other people to find the show. And if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show. Tell your boss about the show. Tell the people you delegate your tasks to about the show.
Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Getting things done. Getting things done. Everyone's getting things
done.
Thank you.
Stitcher.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.